Well, PPC Southern Africa's biggest cement group that recently restructured to get back into the black says it delivered a sound performance for the 6 months ended September, even as competitive trading conditions, hyperinflation and supply chain constraints continue to weigh. The group has further stated that without a significant increase in infrastructure spending and tangible action against imports, SA cement demand is expected to remain subdued. CEO Roland van Veenen joins us now. Thank you for your time, Roland. Now, the overarching theme in the results largely is Zimbabwe's impact on the results. So PPC even goes as far as putting this into perspective and reporting on the results, excluding Zimbabwe and including Zimbabwe. So let's start off with that operation. How bad has the hyperinflation been there?
I think hyperinflation, whether it is good or bad, it swings around and it has nothing to do with reality. This is an accounting terminology. We focus on the cash that is being generated by our underlying businesses. And that is what truly counts. We've been saying that for forever since hyperinflation was started. So for as long as PPC Zimbabwe generates positive cash, is able to send dividends back to South Africa, and they did, $4.5 million in the last 6 months, another $5 million coming. I think it's a sound business in Zimbabwe, whatever the accountants tell us the numbers should look like.
All right. I understand that it is an accounting term, but at the same time, I mean, it does also affect your costs. So just on that front, I mean, how rigorous then do your selling prices in Zimbabwe have to be to make up for the inflated input costs?
That's a very good question. Now, first of all, we see an increasing amount of sales in, call it hard currency, South African rands or US dollars. So it's already more than 70-75%. That is helpful because that makes things easier. Secondly, you know, the dynamic price management that our management is doing in Zimbabwe is extremely important to monitor on a day-to-day basis, and that we can protect our margins in that business. Over the last 6 months, it has been negatively impacted by the fact that we brought clinker from South Africa to Zimbabwe. That comes, of course, as a cost. But now that we have the plant up and running in good conditions, we look at a good recovery for the second half of this year.
All right. I hear you on that, that some of those costs were also once off, and we will get a more normalized performance in the next reporting period. Talking about margins, let's head over to the South Africa and Botswana operations. Input costs there squeeze your margins, but to maintain your volumes, you limited the selling prices to a growth of 5%. How sustainable is this cap on those selling prices, though?
I think that cement prices in South Africa are approximately 15% too cheap. And I do think that, you know, we ought to increase our prices in double digit in the next price increase round, because the cost mitigation actions that we continue to put in place will not be sufficient forever. And that is why South Africa needs to normalize in a business that is viable for the long term.
Yeah. Okay, quite interesting that you say that selling prices in South Africa are about 15% too cheap and that you'd need to then go for double-digit increases. But how do you think then that would affect your demand?
Overall, you know, bear in mind that the usage of cement in a house, for example, if you build a house, the cost of cement is less than 10%. So it is not a major driver of solving the housing backlog in South Africa, as an example. And I think that we need to keep in mind, that ultimately what is more important for a country is the ability to have a healthy cement industry that can generate the product for the demand, instead of falling back into a country that becomes completely dependent on importation that comes and goes as the world moves back and forward.
Yeah, talking about a healthy cement market, I mean, let's actually do look at that demand in South Africa. So quite a number of dynamics at play there, encouraging movements in the coastal regions, but experiencing some pressure in the inland regions. What's your sentiment on the overall cement and construction market in South Africa and demand? And where are you focusing your arrow on in the short to medium term?
So if we look at the demand, what we had expected is that the retail sales will fall back, and it has after the COVID spike. What we had hoped for, and it hasn't materialized to the extent that we needed, is that infrastructure spend picks up that lack in demand and actually drives the growth going forward. Because we do know that for every investment in infrastructure, there is a significant multiplier effect for further private investments. You know, you cannot build a new housing block if the sewage system is not in place, as a very simple example. So that is an example of that multiplier effect. Where we focus on is those things that we can truly control, making sure that we do the absolute best what we can do is to replace our dependency on coal, for example, by using tires in our process or by using other waste products. And there's still quite a long way to go. So I'm actually quite positive that once that that infrastructure kicks in, our volumes go up and we're ready to supply that market. But even in today's economic cycle, we're still a very cash generative business that manages to reduce its debt even further. And we're very healthy to also weather the current economic environment.
Yeah, talking about that cash generative position that you're in and also focusing on the things that you can control. As you mentioned, of course, you continue to strengthen your balance sheet, making headway in reducing your debt. So how much more relief can we expect then when we look at that full year picture of the debt situation?
I think our debt in South Africa is now at levels that, you know, we're very comfortable at where they stand. So we might want to bring it a little bit down. The next step is something that we've been talking about and that we want to put in action, which is creating shareholder value. So either launching a share buyback program or dividends, depending on what the market sees in our share price.
All right. And just lastly, I mean, what can we look forward to then in the next half of the year?
I think you can look forward to a strong recovery of our Zimbabwe business, a continued strong performance of our business in Rwanda, and an improvement in the business in South Africa, especially if price increases stick throughout the industry.
Yeah. Just lastly, Roland, talking about that strong performance in Rwanda, I mean, how much of that has actually filtered through to the bottom line?
All of it. So if you look into the business in Semerwa, it has maintained EBITDA margins. It actually improved to slightly above 30%. And that is a market where the cost increases could partially be absorbed by cost actions like South Africa, and the other element was passed on to the market in forms of increases. And also, if you look at the infrastructure spend, or the fixed capital formation, Rwanda is just spending a lot more in the right places. And South Africa should take a learning out of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us more insights on those results, Roland. Really appreciate it. Roland van Veenen is the CEO of PPC.